What's in the news? Completing the comeback.
So what I'm looking for now is any kind of movement in the water.
I'm Steve Kathe in CBS News. Florida charter boat operator Mike Dunn keeps a careful eye out for manatees, the state symbol, not long ago on the verge of extinction.
I really do care about them. They're a great, gentle creature. They remind me of the Volkswagen in the early 60s. A Volkswagen was really ugly, but everybody fell in love with it. Manatees, the same thing.
The effort to preserve manatees has moved them from the endangered list to a threatened species. The reality is, either way, hundreds are killed or hurt in Florida by boats. Ray Ball is the senior vet at a zoo in Tampa.
We admitted 37 manatees. The majority of those were due to boat strike. Sometimes the injuries are actually quite catastrophic.
Manatee activist Pat Rose worries the new reclassification for manatees in Florida is the wrong step.
It can hurt if it's not scientifically and also legally justified. So then you start to pull back protections, which they say they're not going to do, but we know there are user groups that want the laws reduced and they want to be able to run their boats faster. The amount of money that goes into protecting endangered species is often more than what goes into a threatened species.
So boaters like Mike Dunn will do their best to keep watch and complete the comeback.
What we try to tell and educate people is, if you hit a manatee, please call it in. We might be able to go find him and save him.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathe in CBS News.